Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas, which is coming at you a little bit late this week because our home has been crazy, kind of a lot like a lot of your homes have been crazy. But we are sitting down to get this one recorded today, and we wanted to kind of talk about some of the things that are on our mind in terms of the ways that private campgrounds might be dealing with some financial blows in the months ahead with the coronavirus, and just had an idea that we thought we could share that might help some of them out. So I posted this on Facebook, seeing what a bunch of people would think, seeing if we could get some ideas, and I got a lot of responses back. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of share this idea. It's a limited idea, but something, and share what everybody had to say about it. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Redesigned and really fun, our 2020 Eagle and Eagle HT travel trailer lineups have something for every camper. New interior design options, modern farmhouse, and American traditional will make you feel right at home. Plus an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty. Peace of mind comes standard. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing.
We're both doing.
I'm doing.
My entire school shut down about a week ago, and we moved everything to online classes very, very rapidly. So I've been teaching over Zoom, and our three boys had their schools canceled. I'm sure all of you are dealing with very similar issues. So just been a really crazy week. And, you know, as things have progressed, I guess a lot of industries are going to be impacted by this. You know, almost everybody is going to be impacted by this. But I guess my heart and my thoughts went out to the campground industry to some degree, because I think that private campground owners are in for a really, really tough spring, obviously. So it just got me thinking a little bit, at least in our region of the country, in the Northeast, in parts of the Midwest, just about an idea that might help some of them. So I've been saying for years that the private campgrounds in the Northeast, in parts of the Midwest, should stay open later in the fall. So most of our campgrounds where we live shut down October 31st, or about there. And if you go a little bit further north into like New York State, a lot of the campgrounds shut October 1st. But I've just been thinking for years that if they stayed open later, a month later or 2 months later, meaning staying open into October if they close October 1st, staying open for the month of November if they close on November 1st, even into December, I always thought that they were kind of leaving money on the table, because RVs are built to go out in the winter now to some degree. Obviously, road conditions need to be safe, but a lot of us have RVs that have furnaces and are insulated, and I think there's a real pent-up desire to camp in November and December. You know, and a lot of times we winterize our RV, and yet there's still 6 weeks left of good weather. So I'm just thinking that if campgrounds are suffering, and I'm talking about private campgrounds right now, mom and pop campgrounds, campgrounds that are small businesses, if they are seeing lots of cancellations this spring, why not maybe plan on staying open later next year, staying open through November, staying open through December? And part of what got me thinking about this was a Chicago Tribune article that came out last week. And in that article, they talked about how fall is going to be the new summer, because this spring is being so dramatically affected. That next fall you might see an explosion of camping and RV travel, and people really desperate to get out and make up for those trips. So I'm just suggesting to any of you out there, if you have a mom and pop campground where you it's close to where you live, or a place where you had a reservation in April that you've canceled, maybe call them up and say, hey, you know, if you guys stayed open in October, November, December next year, we'll book a trip. And maybe that will get some of them to stay open later next year, make up some some lost income.
Sure. And there's models out there for that. This isn't like, oh my gosh, nobody stays open through colder months, right? And we've actually talked about some of our favorite campgrounds in the Northeast that are open all year. And in fact, there's even campgrounds around the country, like in Iowa, the state parks are open year round. Like, there really is a model for how you do this. Even if you're a full service campground, like so for Cherry Hill outside of DC, they are a little more experienced in this and they keep their water on because they have heated water spigots. So yes, you can only keep your water on if you have heated water spigots. And some campgrounds might not want to extend, you know, their capacity to that point. But if they want to maybe say, let's use this opportunity to make an investment in an upgrade that then we could kind of rely on for years to come, there's models like Otter Lake. They also stay open in the Poconos. This is an area with a lot of snow, and they have the entire thing worked out where they do stay open throughout the year. And people do know about these campgrounds that offer that. There's also the Delaware Water Gap, KOA, in Pennsylvania, and that has stayed open year-round for many years.
Yeah, exactly. And then having to shut down the water doesn't mean you have to shut down your campground, you know, because a lot of people will come and bring their own water with them if it's not too cold, or they'll come and dry camp. So if a
it's not even dry camping because a lot of them will still keep their electricity on.
Right.
So you can still use a lot of your, you know, RV accessories if you have electricity and you just use, say, the heated bathhouses. So that's something that Lake and Wood, when we were a seasonal there, they shut off everything but the electric in the winter. And then they kept their bathhouses heated, open and heated. So if you went during the winter, you could go and take a shower or use the water in the bathhouse. So there's a lot of models out there that I feel like the campground industry could kind of look at to say, how could we do this in an affordable way?
And some will just keep RV sites open around that heated bathhouse. So if it's a huge campground, but yet they only have one heated bathhouse, well, then they'll cluster the sites around that heated bathhouse. Lake and Wood, I think, had two heated bathhouses. So no matter where you were in the campground, you could get to a bathhouse for a hot shower.
In your Facebook post, I saw some people that were also responding that, well, like, it's hard for me to travel in the fall, right? Like, you know, especially teachers, like, that is not the time we travel. We don't get any extended breaks during the fall. And I feel that, but at the same time, I think that there's another model that works for people like that to maybe just feel like they have something to look to in the fall. So a lot of falls do sort of a, like, park and stay for fall weekends. And they basically do a seasonal, a kind of a version of a seasonal
mini
campsite seasonal throughout the fall, where you bring your camper after Labor Day weekend, right? And you park it. And then you can keep it there for all of the weekends of the fall and just kind of go back. And that takes the strain, right? Like, we all know in the fall with busy work schedules and sports schedules, which we're all looking forward to returning to, I'm sure, you know, that it can be difficult to pack up for a weekend trip. And we struggle to find those weekends in the fall. But if your camper is already set up at a campground, 2 hours away from your home or less, it's really actually very easy to get away for one night here and there, or maybe even the whole weekend. So if you have a local campground, again, feedback is really helpful for campground owners. And if you ask them for that, like, sometimes they call it like park and stay, or like, there's a couple of different like names for some call it like tailgating, seasonal specials.
If a campground were to do that for October and November, like, you could leave your RV for October and November, that takes off that takes away the worry of having to tow the RV if the weather gets a little bit dicey in November, because your RV is there. So a little bit easier to get there. So we opened this up to our Facebook group, the RV Atlas group. I asked this question on Instagram, and I just basically said, like, how many of you would book a November or December weekend if private campgrounds were open near you that are normally closed? And the overwhelming response was yes. I mean, there was a few caveats. Stephanie mentioned one. Some people said, well, I'm working a lot then. I don't have vacation then. So look, we understand it's not a perfect idea. And then a lot of people, I think more like in the upper Midwest, said, well, you know, it can really be snowing in December and it can be really hard to get there and I don't want to tow the RV. So obviously this isn't going to work everywhere. But overwhelmingly, there was like a really positive response, then people saying, yeah, I would totally totally would camp then. So we wanted to read some of those responses and talk about them. So Stacey Brock said, our campgrounds here in Ontario could easily stay open till December, but close right around Canadian Thanksgiving, which is early October. I have never understood this. Most don't have the camp stores open past Labor Day. Our weather stays warm well into November. Maybe this year they will get on with it and stay open longer. Fingers crossed.
I think that there's even a point there that bugs us about the Northeast is like this idea of closing down all of the pools and everything over Labor Day in the Northeast is even a little bit kind of like kooky because we call like September here at the Jersey Shore. There's a nickname for it. It's called local summer because it's so beautiful usually, and you get these really great beach days and great swimming days even in September, but we don't have to deal with all the what we call bennies, the tourists that come from the New York City area and North Jersey. So even in September, like we're always super disappointed at the amount of campgrounds that shut down their pools, and we actually know the list of campgrounds around us that don't shut down their pools
Holly Shores. Well, yeah. But that's another idea there, is that you could also say, hey, look, guys, I'm gonna move my April reservation till September because I don't want you to lose the money in the reservation, but can you keep your pool open? I think there's a lot of campgrounds that could keep their pools open in September and kind of extend that summer a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, like this whole conversation, again, I just want to like pause and say like one of the reasons, you know, okay, we want to talk about this because it's like an ongoing, like it's just our life right now. But at the same time, I'm well aware that any conversation about this at this early in the game might not age well. So like this is a current conversation in March where we're all adjusting to a new reality and we're talking about the fall. If you listen to this at some future point, like we have no idea what's going to happen. And this is just like a best case scenario,
yeah. I think. And I think Stephanie and I are always just super cautious about guessing games. And a lot of people do get into that. And a lot of, you know, RV websites and RV influencers and people like that are talking about or making guesses about when things will open, et cetera, et cetera. We don't know, but we know they will open at some point.
And we want to stay hopeful. Lining. Like yeah. Maybe we can have a nice fall idea at the campground.
All right, now Paul Fava, who's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, or in the area of Albuquerque, New Mexico, says, excellent idea. We rarely get below freezing before December 1st. And I didn't realize that their weather, I guess, at least in the fall, is somewhat similar to ours. Like, I almost never have to winterize before December 1st. It does happen sporadically. That's what I'm saying. Like in New Jersey, November is
17 degree weather on Thanksgiving.
But New Jersey, right? And also you can winterize and dewinterize. It's possible because then you might get that cold streak, but then it might be warm again for 3 weeks. So Paul thinks it's an excellent idea in New Mexico. Alicia Ryan says, in Ohio, we don't seem to have winter until February and March. Stay open and have fun in the fall. So I guess that, you know, Ohio probably has a halfway decent November. I don't picture there being a lot of snow in Ohio in November. Possibly it gets colder in December, but so maybe this could be done in Ohio too. So Steve writes, we had to cancel our spring trip and all the private campgrounds gave us a credit if we would return within a year. We will rebook in the fall. So that's what I'm hoping a lot of people do. If you're canceling an April trip, if you're in a position to do this financially, maybe instead of taking the refund on the deposit, just finding new dates. And also another idea I've had, which I wanted to kind of think about a little bit more, but I'll say it now, is another way that private campgrounds could maybe get an injection of funds that they might desperately need this spring is to extend their booking windows. So I bet you a lot of private campgrounds, like you cannot book right now for summer of 2021. Well, what if a lot of those campgrounds did open up their booking windows for summer of 2021? You might find a lot of people are in a position and would be excited to book their summer vacation for 2021 right now. So that's another thing where you might actually kind of take matters into your own hands, call your campground and say, hey, look, I noticed that I can't book your campground for summer of 2021 yet, but I would really like to, and I'll put a deposit down and maybe this could help you right now.
All right. And Teresa Kane pointed out that weather is so unpredictable. And she said that they could have camped most of the weekends in Michigan this winter. Yeah, we had a super mild winter here in New Jersey as well. And there were quite a few weekends in February, especially, that would have been really great camping weekends. And I think that, again, this is a nice opportunity to just point out that campgrounds could look to their northern like cousins to kind of find a way to do that, because as I think somebody from Canada pointed out that people in Jay, he said it's cold up here in Calgary at that time of year, but a lot of us take our trailers out hunting in November anyway, and they boondock. I think that that's really true of the places that have a stronger winter, is they're used to kind of using trailers all year for hunting or some of the ice fishing that happens in like Wisconsin and stuff. So if we just look at the models that are out there, I think the campgrounds could find a way to kind of limit resources and keep it open.
All right. Teresa also said amen, Jeremy, and it was nice to get an amen. Sherry Mulder wrote, great idea. We prefer to travel in the fall, and sometimes our trips extend long after most campgrounds have closed. Occasionally, we have no other choice but to book a hotel if it's particularly cold outside. We'd love to get a campsite with electric and water rather than a hotel, but they're just not available, usually. We're not well set up to boondock at this time, but we might change that and plan to do that more in the future. And I bet a lot more people are going to be thinking about like being able to be a bit more off the grid or a bit more flexible in their RVs.
Yeah, and Beth said that she had just called a local KOA to make a Thanksgiving weekend reservation. Beth is already looking forward to that fall escape, I guess. And we've talked about this in the past. We actually have podcasts about doing Thanksgiving at the campground. And it's been a really nice opportunity for us. We've spent Thanksgiving with other families at the campground. So that might be a good opportunity for you to try that out for the first time next year and look ahead to that opportunity.
Helping a campground out with putting that deposit down for Thanksgiving. And then this was a cool message we got on Instagram from a campground owner. And it's the All Points East Campground on Prince Edward Island in the Canadian Maritimes. And this owner said, so happy to read this post today. As a small, still somewhat new private campground, we are so happy to know that there would be interest for later fall camping. We stay open until late October. Regardless, but yeah, demand for getting outside and together as much as possible after all this will be high, I'm sure. Looking forward to hearing the thoughts of your followers on this. I'll probably ask our followers on Facebook for feedback too. So that's a great idea. If we have campground owners that listen to this podcast, maybe put the idea out on social media and say, hey, would you guys book later next fall? It'll help make a case to our provincial regulators to permit us to stay open without water if need be. Healthy, happy wishes. So I didn't know that. I guess in PEI, once you shut your water down, you have to shut your campground down according to provincial regulations. So maybe, again, that could be eased there for next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense since, I mean, I'm sure they have a reason for it, but it doesn't seem to make sense since dry camping is such an option for so many people, and camping without water is something that we do all the time. So it would be nice to see us just kind of think about this possibility again. Right now, we have no idea what the situation is going to be, but I do think that it helps to look at the silver lining on the horizon, not get so stuck in the moment, and to say, okay, well, what if fall is, you know, we're all like looking at our summer plans and kind of wondering, and I haven't canceled any reservations yet, and I don't plan on, this is a day by day thing for us. But what if the summer turns out differently than we had all expected it to? Let's start thinking about what our fall can look like and shaping it more of how we want it to be, as opposed to just how like life kind of takes us.
Yeah. And we know, you know, some people are definitely going to be struggling financially, but then other people are in a place where maybe they could help inject a little money into, the campground economy this spring by booking for trips later in the year, not canceling trips, but moving the trips to another part of the year, maybe booking a Thanksgiving weekend like Beth did. Help out your small campground owners if you are able to do so, because we want to see them all survive and weather this storm.
All right, everybody, we're thinking about you during this time. We know that it's a lot going on in a lot of people's lives right now. We hope that we can be a small ray of sunshine in your lives. If you're really bored and you've got nothing to do, you might want to check out See You at the Campground, our book that came out right before a global pandemic.
And for the rest of our lives, we will remember it that way. And
so check it out. It's available on Amazon.
You know, it's funny you say that, Stephanie, because I've been thinking that like our book came out right before this started, and we're finishing our other book. And both books we will always in our memories associate with this time, but hopefully we'll associate it with a sense of triumph and victory and getting through it and seeing everybody at the campground.
And hopefully one day soon we actually will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.